Welcome to the Zigzagging into Marketing Technology podcast. I'm your host, Faylene Bell, and this podcast teaches you how to thrive in marketing with a flexible mindset, gain valuable career tips, get into technology without having to code, and overcome fears about trying something new. You will also hear interviews from other accomplished women in business. Do you need career advice? Trying to pivot into marketing? Or hear suggestions how to keep it all together? If so, then I can help. Grab your coffee, mimosa, or a glass of wine and join me on my zigzagging into marketing technology journey. Thank you so much for pressing play. Welcome. So for today's episode, we have an exciting topic to discuss. I'm going to be diving into the world of artificial intelligence and talking about how marketers can leverage a powerful tool called ChatGPT to supercharge all of your marketing efforts, or maybe some. So let's just get started. So first, let's begin by addressing the basics. What exactly is ChatGPT? Well, ChatGPT is an advanced language model developed by OpenAI. It uses deep learning techniques to generate human-like responses based on the input it receives. It's been trained on a vast amount of data all across the internet and from other sources. So it enables the model, so to speak, to understand and generate coherent and contextually relevant responses. ChatGPT can be a game changer for marketers. It can be used in several ways to engage with your customers, prospects, provide personalized experiences, and even help drive conversions. Let me share a few examples. First, ChatGPT can assist with customer support. So if you integrate it into chatbots, which is used on a lot of websites, or your customer service platform, a marketer can provide instant and accurate responses to customer queries, improving customer satisfaction, and of course, reducing response times. ChatGPT can also be leveraged to create interactive lead generation experiences. Marketers can develop conversational landing pages or have chat-based lead capture forms that use the ChatGPT engine to engage with prospects in these personalized conversations to gather more information. That can help you qualify your leads even faster and gives you a very much more tailored experience. So let me share an example. Let me break it down because you're like, wait a minute, I don't understand this. Break it down for me. So I'm going to talk about how you could use ChatGPT to help you with lead generations and think about lead generation that's used on the digital platform, on the website, for example. So let's just say a company is launching a new product and they want to create a conversational landing page where potential customers or users can interact with ChatGPT to learn more about the product. ChatGPT can ask questions to understand the customer's needs and what they want. And based upon their responses, then it could turn around and provide really personalized recommendations. It can give you links. It can give you things to download. It can give you discounts. It can share incentives, all of those things to really encourage the conversation with that user who's looking for more information. ChatGPT is a mouthful to say, especially fast. It can also be a very valuable tool for content creation. So a lot of marketers are going to be using it more and more to help brainstorm ideas, how to generate blog post outlines, even develop social media captions. So it's a thing called a prompt with a lot of these models use. And the prompt is the way you actually ask the model to define or generate an answer. So you can say, I need you to simulate X, Y, and Z based upon these dates. Tell me the capital of France in this particular time period, or who was the president. And believe it or not, the system, the ChatGPT model, can spit out information based upon the parameters. So that's what a prompt is when I'm talking about a prompt, when you're interacting with these models. ChatGPT is a very powerful tool, but you've got to remember it's new technology, which means it hasn't been vetted in all scenarios, and it does still have some limitations. It is an AI model, so it might generate some responses that might not be completely accurate. So just keep that in mind. Don't take it and go, verify it, make sure it's accurate. So you need to make sure you're reviewing the information before you just put it in all your marketing materials, especially if it's content you're not familiar with. So you have to understand these models have to continuously be fine-tuned and monitored and continuously trained with additional input to help it get better and better. These are my tips and advice for marketers, in summary, if you think about it, if you want to incorporate ChatGPT into your marketing strategy. My first advice is start small and test the waters before you fully integrate ChatGPT into your marketing efforts. Experiment, play around with things, use different use cases, and gather feedback to refine the experience. Also, try to stay up to date with the latest advancements in AI and natural language processing. That's going to help marketers make the most out of ChatGPT capabilities. If you like my episode, please share my show with others, and you can always reach me on my website, FailingBell.com, or head over to my YouTube channel, Failing Bell. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you have a great week. Remember to take risks, pivot your mindset, and have no regrets.